This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is March 3rd, 2014. Calhoun in the building. We're going to have a slew of guests, but to start off with Calhoun.
Why not start off with me? I set the tone.
The tone setter in the building.
My man.
And we talking. Rick Ross did a boss move and dropped his CD or his album a day earlier than he's supposed to. I think Pharrell did the same thing with the Girl album. But this is just a review of Mastermind. And before we get into the actual review of Mastermind, what are your thoughts on Ross and what are your thoughts on Rick Ross in general?
I mean, I've always liked him. I think he is what most rappers are, right? Story liars. Let's not say storytellers, liars. Like I told you just then, he should have been an author instead of a rapper. But for his music, I mean, I like it. I like him.
He makes really good music.
I've always, now you didn't like him at first.
I was,
he was like Rick Ross is, why you didn't like him? Tell everybody why you didn't like Rick Ross.
I mean, tell what you said. Like it hurt me that he denied being a CEO when it was obvious evidence that he was a CEO.
Why would you deny that they had your social security number and your badge picture?
Exactly.
But you said you didn't like him. You used to always say, he took another man's name.
Yeah, I never thought that either. Like, he took Rick Ross' name.
The real
like,
Rick Ross. It's the real Rick Ross.
Yeah, it's the real Rick Ross who was famous at one point in time for selling dope.
And he took his, not just his name, just took his whole everything.
I don't think he took, I think he took his swag.
Yeah, he came out with the whole dope and all that type of stuff. Yeah. He took the whole, he stole Rick Ross, Ricky Free Ray Ross.
Yeah. And so, if he would have called himself Ricky Rose, I could have a lot, I would have had a lot more respect for him coming out. But, he beat me into submission with great music. So now, I have to admit, he might be the premier artist out today who's making music consistently.
Jay-Z still out here.
Ross made better music than Jay-Z nowadays.
Ooh. That's tough.
Nowadays. But.
Well, neither one of us are Jay Z fans, so I don't think that would be fair.
I like Jay Z, but.
I'm not a Jay Z.
Just like.
He's not special to me.
Just like the one he just made.
Magna Carta.
Magna Carta, I forgot the name of it. Exactly. Like, Ross, this isn't Ross' best work, and I think it's running laps around. I think any Ross CD has made is running laps around.
Magna Carta.
Magna Carta. One of the things he said on this CD is his sixth CD. He's dropped four. Really good albums. Like, this is the fourth in probably the past, what, 8 years, he's had a run like no other. You got to think, it started with Deeper Than Rap. He killed 50 Cent. Came back with Teflon Don. Then God Forgives I Don't. And now this. How many rappers have had a four album track, four collection like that?
He's already?
Yeah. Because you got to think, he did Port of Miami and then Triller.
Wow. Boy, that's a lot for this guy. And not to mention his mix.
Because you got to think, he only came out. He probably really got started getting big at 05, right? 06.
06.
Yeah, so 8 years. So you do a CD a year and a half. That makes sense.
Wow, that's getting in. Because his mixtapes can be CDs.
Exactly. Because I like that Rich Forever.
That's the one with that, Rose, that one.
Yeah.
That one hit it for the whole way through. I rolled that all the way through. But coming to this CD.
Let's go on the.
If this was the mixtape and that CD, that mixtape was the CD, I would like to leave it more.
For real.
That Rich Forever went in.
So, what are your thoughts on this CD?
I think it's alright. I think it's too much up north shit. Like, you can tell this don't sound like.
Well, did is the executive producer.
And that's what it sounds like. If you don't want a producer all on your CDs, dancing in your videos.
Oh, sure, night.
You need to cut it down, bro. It don't sound like all the way like him. You know what I mean? Like, some songs do. And it's a couple of songs I think he should not did. I don't think he should have touched that Nobody. When he redo the Biggie song, I don't think he should have touched that.
Yeah.
He should have left that one alone. And the other one he did. When they remade it.
What a shame.
He should have left that alone too. But the rest of it's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie about it. One thing about it what I don't like is that motherfucker though. I don't believe in the burning hell, but boy, if it was one. He's on the first class ticket to it. That son of a bitch, you talk. You say reckless. I say negligent. It's just ignorant. It's awful to some of the shit he say now. Some of the shit he say is awful. Especially when it comes to the Lord.
Yeah, if you're a Christian, you got a hard time swallowing some of the shit he says.
It's like the end of the world, the movie. End of Days, the end of the world. And yeah. It's sort of...
A lot of it is blaspheming and all that. If you believe,
why he keep saying Leviticus in one of these songs? He's a rough one. He's getting worse. I thought he would have cleaned that up, but going back, look at it, Sanctified.
That song you like with Kanye West though.
I like it. Walking on air instead of walking on water. He's a tough pill to swallow. Since he done came out of that. Out of that Rolls Royce that got shot up, which it probably wasn't him, probably was a stunt double.
It probably was a publicity stunt.
Yeah, he probably had somebody shoot it up. But since he came out of that.
He plays that up on the CD, though.
Oh, my God. What about when he's talking about he gets shot like in the stunt, like pop or something like that?
Yeah.
This guy's ridiculous now. He's ridiculous.
But all that said.
The album is good. The album is on point. You're gonna get some good quality music. It's not like it's not as southern as I would like it. He is a southern rapper. It's not like his other stuff.
What's been your favorite Rick Ross CD album so far?
Probably Mix album.
Don't count the mixtapes. Out of his studio albums, which one is his
best? That's really good.
God Forgives I Don't. One good thing I like about him is, like, before he drops an album, he always talks about, like, he has a motif where he wants the album to be. God Forgives I Don't, he said, before it came out, he said, it's going to have a real 90s feel to it. And I thought he captured that. I thought he hit a home run with that.
I like that and the first one. And the first one, I'm pushing it.
Yeah.
I like that and the first one. The first one was going in.
I would say my favorite would be Deeper Than Rap. God Forgives I Don't. I just think he's had a.
And I really like Triller.
Well, Here I Am and One with Arkansas. Triller was the worst one out of his collection.
I like Triller.
If I had to rate him 1 through 6, Triller would be number 6.
I think this probably might be the worst one.
I can say that. I'd say that. I see he got some hits and some misses on it. Let me say that.
I mean, but his hits are good. It's good. It's Rick Ross.
I mean, he's gonna make a good album. Like,
why is French Montana? What we was discussing.
Yeah, let's talk about that. French Montana, how did French Montana get on the album twice?
And Wale did not. I mean, he's a part of MMG. And they even shot Wale out in one of them.
And a lot of songs. He shot him out in a couple of songs.
So what is Gunplay? Is Gunplay on here?
Nope. The only Gunplay MMG representative.
Stally's not on here?
The only MMG representative.
Meek Mill.
Yeah. He has all the major heavy hitters on it. So he has your Jay-Z, your Lil Wayne, your Kanye West, your Jeezy, Diddy's. So he has all, pretty much if it's a feature, somebody major right now.
I tell you, I like how you took it to Houston, even though I'm not a Houston guy. I know you are. You got your boy Scarface and Zero on now. I know that's your speed.
You know, the Most City Done, my favorite rapper of all time. But he only do a chorus right now. I'm a little disappointed in that. What songs stand out to you? I know you said Blessing in Disguise on the Deluxe track. Sanctified with Kanye West and Big Sean.
Yeah, I liked that one. That Thug Cry was straight too.
Thug Cry with Lil Wayne.
I didn't like War Ready.
With Jeezy?
No.
Alright. So nice, we're gonna do a song by song, but those are the two. This, if we say hits, the hits on the ones you would say are hits are Sanctified, Thug Cry,
And Supreme.
And Supreme. What are your misses? Like the ones you like? You should put that on them.
War Ready, Nobody. He should have never touched that Biggie. What a Shame. He shouldn't touch that either. That's about it.
Alright, for me, my hits. I think Supreme, I think he did an excellent job with Supreme. I thought that was kind of the Ross, you super high type Ross. That's the Ross who kick it or whatever. Yeah. That's on my list. I like Walking on L with Meek Mill. It's a whole lot of blaspheming on that song.
It's a lot of blaspheming. But the song rubbed me the wrong way.
But that song goes in. I like Thug Cry with Lil Wayne. I think Lil Wayne stole the show on that one. I'm a Weekend fan and the down tempo type thing. So In Vain is very, very, very good.
I'm a big one out. Those first couple of them was hot, though. That Richest Gangster and Drug Dealer's Dream and that Shots Fired. I liked them.
I didn't really like Drug Dealer's Dream.
I liked it, though. Those went in. I liked
you cut me off before I said my misses.
Oh, go ahead. Remember
my misses, Nobody, War Ready, What a Shame. Dope Dealer's Dream is a near miss, but I'm going to say it's good. I'm going to not leave it off that cap. But he shouldn't have touched Nobody. He shouldn't have did the song. I understand he did the song with Jesus, but they could have done a better song together.
Oh, whoever that is in the middle of that, with that chopped up rapping like Future, they should have totally left that off.
And then What a Shame. I'm not a French Montana fan, but I think his voice just, it's an up north song, so I understand why they have. He's probably the hottest up north rapper right now, and he's with
Diddy. He's Diddy, but the hottest up north rapper is Jay-Z.
We very rarely talk about deluxe edition CDs songs because everybody doesn't get them. But Calhoun is right. I do like the song with Scarface and Zero. I think Scarface, he paints such an elaborate picture when he talks. And when you talk about telling a story, it's not too many storytellers who have more so a positive message in the story they're telling than Scarface.
I'm going to say something bold. Scarface might be, and I know it's Slick Rick and it's Juvenile, but as far as telling the story, Scarface might be the best storyteller. Think about his music, man.
Yeah.
That man tells so many stories. Even the one about his homie died.
Suicide, no. You.
The one never seen a man cry till a man died. The one boy meets
a minute a day. A minute of prayer, a second to die.
That man tells stories.
Yeah. So we're not going to. Scarface coming on his own. We're going to do a retrospective of Scarface or something like that. But
it was a bit nah for him to have him on the CD.
I thought he should have made that. I would have liked to see him made that a regular song and maybe push. I know the song with Jesus could have got to be on the CD. But that's the one song I could say that and that Nobody. And the What a Shame. Those are three songs.
But that Nobody and that War Ready might be the two worst songs on that.
Yeah, they may be the two worst songs in his album, studio album collection.
Those are two bad ones.
Yeah. Because he had a song before the album, that Oyster Perpetual. I would have liked to seen that sneak
off. That should have been on that. I was not. You told me that one.
Yeah, I would like to see him sneak that one on here. But, and that kind of irks me with artists. You know, like
they have their throwaway tracks.
Yeah, the throwaway tracks are so much better than some of their album tracks.
Like 50 songs, and then 10 of them make the list.
And so, all in all, those are one of my things. One of the things I know me and you talked about, and this is not about Rick Ross, it's just about CDs in general. You don't get all the credits because I think on the Supreme, we're both saying it's that key set singing. And it's hard. You can't really tell because with these digital downloads nowadays, it doesn't give you the full credits list like a
CD sleeve would.
Yeah, like a CD sleeve would. And it's kind of, you liking it to technology. One of the things they were saying, the problem with e-readers is that people have been trained, the turning of a book means something in the mind.
It does.
It means progression, whereas you don't get that feeling with an e-reader. That's why now they have what they simulate with the, when you press a button, it makes the sound of turning over page or whatever. So the same thing, even when you get new technology, some things just haven't. Older technology kind of helps. And for this, the digital booklet doesn't give you the full credit list that, you know, obviously the booklet would give you.
Right.
Now, so what do you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, I have to agree with you on that. That's one thing that you, when you open up the sleeve.
And you can see everybody who contributed to the song.
Everybody, but then you see like the artwork in it, the artists.
Who we think. I always used to be the one who, I always read who they think and stuff like that and who they sound and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's different, but that's the age you're living in.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the album? If you had to rate it from 1 to 10 and give it an 8 to...
We're going to do a full scale, we're going to call this a full scale rating. And what this is we're going to give it both a letter grade and a number grade. So we're going to give it A, B, C, D, E, F, plus a number from 1 to 10. I'm going to give it, my first thoughts, the first time I heard it, I gave it a C plus. I came back and heard it again, I'm going to give it a B minus. So the letter I'm going to stick with is a B minus.
I would give it a B, but in this day and age with the garbage that's around it, I'm going to give it an A.
I don't compare Rick Ross to other rappers. I compare Rick Ross to Rick Ross.
Well, compared to Rick Ross, I give it about a, I give it about a B. I mean, it's pretty good. I don't like how they changed the feel of it. Like I told you, it doesn't feel as southern as it did, as the rest of his stuff did. Right? It has an up north feel. You can see Puffy's imprints on it, but. What I'm saying now is I'm not comparing them to other rappers. I'm saying like right now, rap today, boom, this CD is needed. Because there's so much shit out here.
Well, let me ask you this. How would it compare to J. Cole's CD or Drake's CD? Even though they're all different subjects, would you say it's better than those CDs?
Nah. I wouldn't say it's better, but it's good. This would be something like you would compare to Yo Gotti CD. And I would take Yo Gotti CD over the CD.
You would?
That I Am?
I like I Am. I Am is really good.
I Am going.
Put like this for
I mean,
budget.
On both of them, because see, the difference with that comparing is like J. Cole and Drake, those are two different types of fields.
But this is the same.
This
dope
is like
to dope.
Street.
This is apples to apples.
You want to go dope to dope? I Am versus this? I'm going with I Am, me personally.
And I tell you why.
And I'm more of a Rick Ross fan than Yo Gotti.
Me too. But the reason I can see where you come from is like Yo Gotti made that with a lot less budget than Rick Ross probably had.
Oh, yeah, yeah, way budget. Better. But not even looking like, you go song to song and just the feel of it.
Yeah.
Man, Yo Gotti going hard on that thing, man. And I'm going Yo Gotti over this.
Okay.
But not to take a shot at this, but like I said, I don't like the imprints that's on here. He could have left some of this shit out. And I think that would have made it even better. Jeezy, he could have left out. The French Montana. And Diddy could have left out. Those bitches. I don't like that skit. I don't like them hoes.
See, I thought the skit was funny. They talking king like, shit or queen
get
shit.
Get them hoes the fuck out of. Get your bitch. You ain't rapping. What are you? And it wasn't just a stripper bitch. Fuck these stripper hoes. Nah, fuck her. Nah, they could have kept that shit too. He could have did some popping and shit with the music playing in the background with a dope beat and did some popping.
He do some popping by putting that fake ass. Bank recording of his ballots on
that 92 million. What the fuck? He probably did Puffy's recording.
Yes.
That's probably who gave him that. Lord have mercy, Puffy got 92 million in the bank. Good God Almighty! One thing be worth $500,000. One thing to have $92 million in your bank account. That's tough. But I like I said, I give it a B. Rap today, I give this shit an A+.
No, just give it just in your compare it to all time. Compare it to let's not compare him to shit like. Rich
Migos.
Yeah, Migos. Because they, it's a difference between those. It's a difference between somebody who raps and a rapper.
I tell you something else. He have dope beats every time. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz can't rap, though. If he had 2 Chainz production on here, oh my God. That should have been one of the best albums ever. But
you get, so we, I give it a B minus, you give it a B.
I give it a B.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
7.
I was thinking a 7-2. I was thinking a 6. I was going to go more 6. I really don't like the songs with G's and the 2 songs with French Montana. He has better than that. He's dropped better than that just paid to come buy the CD.
He should not have, he shouldn't have did talking to that nobody. I'm really offended with that nobody. Because for one, it was hard for Biggie to pull that shit off, and he pulled it off. But you should not have came behind Biggie with that.
Alright.
And just the, I tell you what else about a seven. Just the sheer, you know, misuse of words. Just the
unmitigated gall to say some of the shit he's saying.
Some of the stuff he's saying is, and I say a lot of shit that'd be like, oh, he said what? But the shit he's saying is just unparalleled. It's ridiculous. It's the shock value is just unbelievable. You're not even that shocking. You don't even have to be that shocking, but the sheer blasphemy.
It's almost like you don't say I don't give a fuck about giving a fuck, right?
I mean, it's deep.
Like he done sold his soul almost.
Yeah. And he did it, so he's getting fucked. And he done Illuminati it up, probably. I don't believe in Illuminati, but all these niggas want to do it. So, because he's pushing it, and Pusha T is pushing it. So, these niggas just want to do it. But back on the album, I think it's not a bad buy.
Would you spend your money on it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I've spent my money on it, so, you know, I would do it again.
I was going to buy it tomorrow.
Well, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks. It's been a pleasure as usual. I want to hear what the other guy said about it.
All right.
But my main, you should get the main dish, not the old ring. That was the lane. That was the silly week. I let it see a honey kiss and triple shank dish. Moving bricks like it's Black Friday. We got a me a call me a fat cry baby. Looking over my shoulder, I can't trust the soul. Call me body that. Subject in the incident. We gon' have to take it down, but the question is, a blessing in disguise, if you ask me. I was just about to hit the highway with my last key. Could it be that maybe God has intervened? Ran my life like he did so many times in between. A half a block away from the crime scene. A minute earlier, and that was me, think. I've been knowing Ross since he was Teflon. Same nigga now as back then that he stepped on. Dope man, yelling till it's rock hard. Back it up, selling. Aroma's so loud that you can smell it. Yes, to the niggas getting caught going telling.
Every time I turn around, y'all got something to say about me. But y'all don't know a damn thing about me.
But I got you going crazy. And doing shows after shows got me so lazy. So write it out for me and take it all from me. It's a good fight, good fight, good fight. Don't you ever plan this at a good time. She wanna buy a dream. I said I don't send it. But she could rent it for a night. I don't mind, don't be mine. Cause all these things I've been thinking of is what I want to.
We're back. And we're still talking about Mastermind. Now I got brought in Sam D, new to the show. First time. What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys.
How's everything going?
Pretty good.
That's what's up. So, you know, we're talking about Calhoun was just on, preceding me talking about Rick Ross and Mastermind CD. And just a real quick background on yourself. I've been knowing you since the 90s.
Since sixth grade.
And people don't know, but you're a musician as well, right?
Yeah, something like that.
What kind of musician do you consider yourself?
Just music, just Southern hip hop. That's the easiest way I can say it.
Who are your influences?
I'm gonna go by the Living Legends, 8-Ball, MJG, UGK, Pimp C's my favorite artist of all time. You could throw a little Pac in there. Too Short. Damn. Oh yeah, Outkast. But Outkast, I mean, I kind of appreciate Outkast more because back then it was so many others that I overlooked Outkast on. You know, back then we had all the 8-Ball and everything else to me was much better than Outkast.
But now getting those.
But now getting, you know, like getting the time to go back and listen to them, Outkast is one of my favorites. But I still put them number three behind UGK and 8-Ball and MJG.
Alright. You heard our podcast with Calhoun where we did Ryan Dirt versus Coming Out Hard. Which one would you say was the better album?
Oh man. I think that's blasphemous to even ask.
Well, you know Calhoun was very reckless in his when we talk about podcast ideas, so.
Oh man. Coming Out Hard or Ryan Dirty?
Yeah, and go back and check out the Ryan Dirty versus Coming Out Hard podcast.
I'm gonna go with Ryan Dirty.
I think because, Ryan Dirty.
Because
too.
I think it would have been more comparable for On Top of the World and Ryan Dirty. I think they were closer
in time.
Yeah, in time.
I can understand that. But let's go and get on Ross. Mastermind came out. What are your thoughts on Ross in general? Or with being a fellow musician, what are your thoughts on him? His music, I guess.
Well, Ross, I mean, to me, Ross makes some good music. I mean, everyone always says his production, you know what I'm saying? It's like a fairy tale of a lot of dope and money and Colombians. And, you know, it's you close your eyes and just pretend to be in. What do you expect to get out of him now?
Yeah. So you said production. His production is A1. It's been like that.
I think it tapered off.
Where?
To me, the best Ross album was Deeper Than Rap.
I think Deeper Than Rap.
That's when I think he should have skyrocketed because the production was
top notch.
I don't think production ever been that good on a Ross album.
I think God Forgives I Don't production were really good because he said he was going for a 90s sound.
He still had some bullshit fillers on there.
Like on God Forgives I Don't, the songs that didn't really like hold me back. I thought that was misplaced on that CD, like because he had 90s.
I can't tell the difference between Hold Me Back
and other song
and that 9/11 song.
Yeah, 9/11. Yeah.
Those were horrible.
Like, those two shouldn't have been on the CD.
And he was still riding the BMF train. That damn song that he's been using for almost every album or every single that sounds like BMF. You know?
Oh yeah. He does that. Yeah, and so I give that type of hard type in your face type beat, yeah. But you were saying Deep in the Rap. I thought Deep in the Rap production. I thought he went so many different ways with Deep in the Rap, like Yacht Club, Mafia Music.
Yeah.
All I Really Want. The song we talk about, Trick That, the Valley song.
Yeah, even the song with Robin Thicke.
Exactly.
And the song
Lay
with
Back.
And Neo, that song was, you know what I'm saying? It's just.
That Bossy Lady. That's the name of the song. Yeah. All I Really Want with the Dream. All I Really Want is You. Yeah. That song. So.
Even with the Rich Off Cocaine song.
Yeah.
So it was, to me, almost all his albums seem like compilations to me anyway.
When you say it, what you mean?
I mean, it's just Ross and a whole bunch of other artists.
Oh, you mean you don't get just Ross?
Yeah. It's always.
Okay.
Which to me, kind of like, I mean, it makes sense in these day and times. He's more of a political rapper, which is not like political as in the sense of politics, but political as in trying to round up whoever's hot right now. And you know what I'm saying? All your friends.
But isn't that what they do nowadays to make sure people like Ross here, they get all his friends and, you know.
But you know, I'm used to a different era of music, so that's why music now I don't really.
I liken music to wrestling in the standpoint of when we grew up. Ric Flair didn't wrestle on every show.
Yeah.
Ric Flair never wrestled on TV. If he come out there, he'll come out there talk his shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But you would not get Ric Flair to wrestle on a regular show.
Yeah.
And music is the same thing. Like back in the '90s, you wouldn't get Tupac to do a song with.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar or anybody like that. Even if it's a hot single.
Yeah, you had to like.
You had to be proven to get certain people. Yeah. And nowadays, all you need is a hot song to get the hottest artist on it, right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Everyone's like nowadays, everyone's a dick rider. It's just on what level they gonna ride your dick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But back then, it didn't matter. Like, it wasn't no way in hell Pop was gonna get on a Jay-Z song. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, not even that, like Drake getting on the Migos song. Drake is literally arguably one of the top five hardest rappers out right now.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
Yeah. Okay, like for example, like I feel you saying, like Eminem getting on a Young Thug song.
Exactly.
That shit, even now that shit would never happen.
Exactly. Like
because some artists still hold their standards.
That I'm only getting on. And back then, even more so, Tupac would never get on anybody's hot song just because it's not You know what I'm saying? Scarface, even now, Scarface won't just hop on anybody's song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's why I liken it to wrestling. And all that to say that Ross does that, he jumps on a lot of songs that, to me, are beneath him. Because I would put Ross in one top five of rappers out now who's making music constantly right now. It's hard to say Scarface and stuff like that because they're not making music.
I mean, like I said, his production, his, like, Ross ain't a bad rapper. He could put his lyrics together. But it's, to me, it's nothing special because you could barely find, I can barely find songs that got like a real good, you know what I'm saying, like some kind of purpose to them.
Besides, yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. When you listen to songs, what are you listening for in the song? Like, of course, regular people, me being a regular person, I'm just listening to a hot beat and some catchy verses. You being an artist yourself, what do you listen to when you hear the song?
I like the production. I like the content. I like the lyrics. I even listen to the cadence.
Now, what's cadence?
Cadence is how they flow, how they deliver the lyrics, how they basically.
Is it like rapping on beat or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, it could be like, you know, fast cadence, slow cadence,
depending on the beat.
Yeah, I like to hear how they ride the beat.
Okay.
And I don't know what a lot like. Voice is an important thing. Like, I think that's something that we took for granted as an artist's voice. Because some artists could probably rap, but they got like real horrible voices.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like all the artists now, like coming out of Atlanta, they got the same cadence.
Well, listen.
The same ad-libs and basically the same voice.
So let's bake it down. And me and Calhoun was talking about this. Pimp C will never beat anybody down with his lyrics, right? He'll never say. But he had a unique sound, a unique voice, and a unique style. And his cadence could go with any song or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even if the song was fast, he could bring it back to his tempo, do what he do, and send the song back, I suppose. And so I understand what you're saying. But let's bring it back to Ross and Mastermind. What was your favorite song on Mastermind?
Man, I'm gonna have to go with that Supreme.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
Yeah.
What any other songs you like?
That and the one with Face and Zero.
Blessings in the Skies. I thought Scarface stole the show on that song.
I mean, that's a no-brainer though.
Yeah. How many bars did he get? Because he got more than 16, then.
Shit, probably the same amount of bars. 3,000 got on the other song.
Yeah. 16, 19, yeah. Yeah, he had a lot of bars. Or it seemed like he had a lot of bars.
But it was it just went.
He told a story, so he didn't notice it or whatever. Yeah, you just felt like, no, I'm already 3 minutes in the song. Okay. Yeah. So
that one, and it was, let me see. I'm trying to think. But them the main two ones that stood out for me.
I'm going to tell you a song I thought Supreme production was really done well. I like the Mafia Music 3 with the reggae type song.
Yeah.
I think that production was done really well. I did like the songs that were the Biggie remakes, like the Nobody song and the What a Shame. I thought French Montana's voice ruined those songs or whatever.
Like I said, that was being political.
Yeah. But Diddy was the executive manager of the CD, so do you think he's trying to turn Rick Ross into Biggie, the new Biggie, or Biggie 2.0?
I mean, what he got to lose? I mean, that might be what he's trying to do. I mean, he can't turn French Montana into...
Yeah, Ross is his biggest commodity right now. Yeah. Right? So, I get what you're saying. Production-wise, what songs productionally stood out to you? Like, damn, this is a really well-produced song.
I'm going to have to go with Supreme. I like the production on Blessing in Disguise. I think it kind of went back towards, even though Justice League didn't do the production itself for the song... was it Thug Cry?
Yeah, they did Thug Cry.
They did Thug Cry, but the album had that Justice League vibe where it was a lot of samples.
Yeah. See, I like Justice League.
Yeah, so that kind of gave me, it kind of gave me that little bit of that deeper than rap vibe.
Yeah.
Where the production was, you know what I'm saying, you could hear the sample in almost every song.
Is it good to use a lot of samples? Is it frowned upon? Is it?
I mean, it just depends. But I mean, in this case, I think he did a good job of using it for whatever the production team was, and it gave a good classy vibe.
Okay.
No, it wasn't cheesy and cheap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think he's ever cheesy, but I don't want to talk about his first two CDs because you could tell those were progressive CDs. Deeper than rap, I agree. I would get that a 10. I think that's a really, really, really the pinnacle of what music is in this day and age or whatever. I don't think it gets that much better.
Yeah.
Teflon Done. I thought Teflon Done had some actual hits. And it was only a 12, like.
Teflon Done.
BML.
Yeah, that was the whole.
I think I'm big.
Lex Luger era.
Yeah. I actually like some of the songs, like song with him and Kanye. The Super High. He had some songs I actually liked on there, but overall, I would give it a B plus or whatever. I thought God Forgives I Don't was an A minus those two. It was on. I like 9/11, but Hold Me Back
and
funny. Usher. I just thought those two songs didn't fit on the CD.
What was the song for Usher?
Touching You.
Oh, that shit was horrible.
I just didn't feel like those two. And he actually had another song that was really good. It called I Love My Bitches. It's a 90s. Song or whatever, and it would really fit the motif of the 90s theme more so than the song with Usher.
Yeah.
And then on this CD, this album, excuse me, and Calhoun was talking. He did a freestyle called Oyster Perpetual to introduce the album, and he flowed hard on that than both of the songs with French Montana. And I understand he had to put the song on French Montana because he did it or whatever. Do artists like? Is Ross the type of artist who has a say-so about who? Because he probably had 30 songs he recorded for this CD, right? And he can pick and choose what songs go on there, right?
Yeah.
Is he the type of artist who has full control to say, hey, I want this person on this song, and I want this song on that album? Or you think he has to still get approval?
It just depends.
What does it depend on?
Whatever was in the contract.
So he can write it. He actually can get a contract where he doesn't have final say so on what songs get out.
Because, like you said, I mean, I'm not sure, but I mean, if Diddy was executive producing, then I would think he would have the last. I mean, of course, he's going to have some say, but it's always going to be who's cutting your check.
Who gets the most say, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, and we're not going to, this isn't really about Ross. This is just in general. How does it work, the production of a song? So let's say, you being small, you could say, hey, I want this guy on my song because it may be somebody you know. When you get to a certain level, how does it work?
Say I'm an independent artist. I'm not on a label, but I want somebody on a label on the song. So you could say, like, pick an artist.
Bun B.
Yeah, you could say Bun B. Now, Bun B might be cool with it. Like, okay, shit, I'll hook you up. I'll give you a verse. But his label might not be cool with him, you know what I'm saying, on a song with me. Therefore, I could never put the song out, even though Bun B hooked me up with a verse on a song, unless his label approves it. It's the only way I could release the song.
So you could have paid him?
Yeah, I could have paid him and everything, but it don't matter unless the label releases it.
Okay. Now, when you get signed, how does it work?
Your label will handle that. That's why it would be smart to sign with a label that has artists that you want to do songs with already. Because I believe that they are.
So in-house is easier.
Yeah, in-house. Because I mean, I'm not sure, but I think they are forced to do a song with you. Like, they have to do a song with you if you request it. Yeah. Because it's in-house.
It makes the whole label look good. So that makes sense or whatever. All right. Do you have any more thoughts on the Ross CD?
Like I said, I thought overall it was real nice. With the features, I like the little Sanctified song too.
I thought that was a unique kind of
but
song.
Yeah, I liked it, but you know what I'm saying.
See, that seemed like it was a uniquely done song. Yeah, for yeah, like yeah. That was outside of the box, and Kanye kind of excels at some of that stuff sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Thug Cry, that was cool. I mean, I'm not a big Wayne fan, but I thought that was cool. The Walking on Air, I skipped over.
I actually like that song. He says a lot of blasphemous stuff. You're not a Christian, so you won't find it blasphemous. But he says a lot of blasphemous stuff. But I actually thought that was a really well-produced song. That was the song Justice League produced, I think.
Really? Walking on
Air? No, it was Thug's Cry. It was
Thug's Cry. Yeah. Yeah. That's the one with Meek Mill. Like I said, Supreme is still my top. I mean, I think he got some throwaway tracks on there. I think War Ready is a throwaway track.
See, that's the worst track on the CD. That's like God awful, but I know why he put it on, because him and Jesus were beefing. Oh, we did a song.
A 7-minute song, though?
I mean, that song is horrible. Like, that song is a little ill. That may be the worst song he's ever put on the studio CD. That and song, I'm a Ross fan.
That song alone brings down this rating a whole grade. That's how horrible the song is.
I would agree. It brings it down a lot. I would agree. Like, with him and Jeezy, whatever you think about them, they could have did a better song than that.
Yeah.
For two professional rappers.
Like I said, the song's 7 minutes. That makes it worse, too. To have a song that hard, at least make it 3 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And I also think the songs with French Montana were throwaway tracks, too.
I just thought they should have stayed away from the Nobody song. I thought French Montana kills that song to me. Like, as soon as his voice come on, you know, yeah. It just sounded completely awful or whatever.
Yeah. But like I said, I like the Mafia Music 3 with the whole...
reggae vibe.
Yeah, because you got some legends on there.
All right, I'm going to get you out of here on this. What letter grade would you give it?
I actually give it a B.
That's what me and Cal. I gave it a B minus, but I actually would improve it to a B now. Yeah. Just listening to it.
Yeah.
Calhoun gave it a B.
I gave it a B. Yeah.
All right. What, on a scale of 1 to 10, what number would you give?
7.5.
We gave it a 7. So, yeah. 7.5 is about fair. All right. Tell the people what you got going on. You got some music out that they can download.
Yeah. I'm not as heavy into it as I was before, but I'm still doing a little something here and there. They could check out my most latest releases on samedy.bandcamp.com. That's samedy.bandcamp.com. And you know, everything is free. You know, you can download it. It's high quality music. We got a lot of producers that, you know, I've been dealing with for a minute. Kind of like a vintage sound. Like, I just try to do stuff.
What's your favorites? You have three CDs on Bandcamp now, right?
Uh-huh.
You have the DOA.
Yep.
Samedy, the self-titled
one. I got DOA. I got the first one, which is Substance Abuse. That's the first release I did.
Substance Abuse.
Then I did DOA. And I did Love's Addiction.
Love's Addiction.
Yeah. Which those are basically just like little fun albums I did for like.
But Substance Abuse is a full album.
Yeah. Substance Abuse is a full production album. And I'm still waiting to release another full production album.
What did you learn from the whole Substance Abuse project?
Man, like, it's hard work when you're trying to do everything yourself. That's one thing you'll learn. But man, it's so much fun though. You enjoy it. And it, like, when you do stuff like music, it's always there. So, you know what I'm saying? If somebody asks
your name, what's
your imprint in history? You know what I'm saying? That's something you could always point people to. And it's nothing I'm ashamed of or even disappointed in.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, I guess that's what takes me so long to do stuff is because I got to put my all into it. And if not my all, at least 90%. Well, you know what I'm saying? That's me. That's my piece of history. Appreciate y'all listeners. Always remember to tune in. Digital Darren Podcast. He's the best around.
Hi.
This guy's amazing.
Again, thank you for listening. Make sure to catch us on iTunes, Stitcher. Search for us on Facebook, Digital Darren Podcast Show. That's Digital DARON Podcast Show. Twitter, Digital Darren Pod. Instagram, Digital Darren Podcast. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
It's all about your movement. Eyes is oyster perpetual. Swiss. So accurate. Presidential. You dirty niggas, right? I'm smoking to the face. Floating out of space. Turn man's house shoes. Getting straight to the cake. 100 bottles, chick stare. Sarasota, where's our money launder? Laundry mats on every corner. Coin operated like you boys down there. Beating fed cases like reprimanding these fifth graders. Get the thin lid and yoga. Bipolar, get the big friend. So focused, bifocal. Two women, twin towers, I'm hitting sour. Second inning, great swishes, they Drake bitches, but that's my nigga. Share bitches, we big business. Real niggas, getting money, we splitting millions.